here with Joey Clark, captain of Tyrone under-20s. Joey, this Tyrone 20 saga keeps going and going. It was a match that took a while to get going, but then made all the fireworks towards the end.
Yeah, look, there was a lot of drama going towards the end. They were probably would have hoped to close it out a bit easier, but fair play to Donegal. Like, the cap coming back there, and they really put it to us, but we just dug in for the last few minutes and got over the line.
I covered your game in the group stages, and leaving it, I really thought, listen, Tyrone's going to learn a lot from that. You know, Donegal played a very disciplined counter-attacking game. You kind of did it, but didn't go all the way, and I thought tonight, if anything, it was going to be a bit of stalemate, and was who going to blink first? That's what the first half was.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we took a lot of learning from that game. It probably pointed out a few of our weaknesses, but we've addressed them and came back, and we put it right today, so we're glad to get that.
And tell me, the start of that extra time, you know, you came out and really went after Donegal, and I thought you seen the best of Tyrone, and then point, you had 7 points up in a game where there was never more than a couple in it. It was a blistering start to that extra time. Was it something was said pre-going out, or was it just you decided to go for the game?
We just decided to go for it. Look, with brilliant forwards, and whenever they're firing like that, like, it's hard for any team to get near, so the likes of Owen Michael Holman, Rory McCullough, and even Shane McDermott really stepped up there, and that really helped us. So
And tell me, the experience of last year, obviously All Ireland champions, did you feel that, was that something that a bit of know-how comes into a team where you think we're never going to be beat here, we stick to the process and we'll come through, because that's what stood you so well, particularly coming through all last season?
Aye, definitely. Look, there's a lot of boys there who have experience, and it definitely helps them, but I'd say it's the boys maybe that don't have the experience that really stepped it up and pushed us on. So it definitely helps, but you need everyone, you need all 15, even all 32 boys pushing. So
yeah, and listen, of course, now one of the favourites of competition, as you always are, Kerry now coming down the tracks. Have you bothered even looking at any of that, or was that something couldn't enter your mind?
No, you don't look past Ulster, you know that by now. Serious teams, so look, we'll enjoy the night, and we'll address that tomorrow. We'll get back to the drawing board, but we beat them last year, but they beat us 3 years ago in the minor, this team, so we feel we've something maybe to prove. So it's good to be back in that stage where you want to be.
And of course, it's a midweek night, a Wednesday night. You're still allowed a few boys of college, and tomorrow you just get a day off tomorrow, I take it.
Aye, well, a few boys of school tomorrow. I know I'm uni, so I'm not too bad. I've a test on Friday, so I'll be sensible enough for myself.
Enjoy the night, Joe.
Cheers.